USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt believes President Trump's use of tariffs as leverage in negotiations with Mexico also sends a message to China amid an ongoing trade war between Washington and Beijing. Blunt explains more on CBS's Face the Nation.
The biggest lesson here, probably the biggest message here, is now not to Mexico, but to China, that the president is clearly willing to use tariffs. And actually, the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool. Lots of people in the country agree with that.
The body of a missing police chief in Texas has been found. According to the U.S. Coast Guard, Kemah Police Chief Chris Reed's body was found in Galveston Bay just before 8 a.m. local time by the Galveston County Marine Unit boat crew. Reed was reported missing on Friday when he went overboard near the Texas city of Dyke while fishing there with his wife. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Joe Biden leads a crowded field for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination in a new Iowa poll. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Former Vice President Biden, the favorite of 24%. In the Des Moines Register MediaCom CNN Iowa poll, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is second with 16%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is third at 15%. David Chalian is political director for CNN.
The great majority of these candidates don't even crack 5% in this poll. Only five candidates do. So getting a breakthrough moment and trying to get some traction is proving extraordinarily difficult.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Monday night will be the best night of the year to see Jupiter. The largest planet in the solar system will be directly opposite to the sun on June 10th, making it appear bright enough to see clearly without binoculars. And Jupiter will be visible to see in the southeastern sky until dawn. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Images of hunters celebrating their trophies often draw widespread support and condemnation, something Tess Talley knows about firsthand. In 2017, she killed a giraffe in South Africa. The photo went viral. She explains to CBS News and CBS This Morning the thought behind her hunting and why trophy hunters do what they do.
I see it as it's a hobby, you know, it's something that I love to do. It's conservation, and this hunt in particular was conservation hunt. That giraffe was...
Which means what, Tess? What does that mean, conservation?
We are preserving the wildlife. So what we do is we take out, like, we are managing herds. We're managing numbers of wildlife. And we're hunters, and we're proud to be a hunter. I am proud to hunt, and I'm proud of that giraffe.
Talley next talks about the reaction after those photos went viral and some of the phone calls and messages she received.
It got really bad. I received mails at my house. Mm-hmm. They're spreading out the addresses where they think that I may be. They were showing up at my work. They're calling my employer, trying to get me fired. I have a great employer, and he supports me all the way.
And you're still hunting?
Absolutely.
And when asked why she even posts a picture on social media, she says...
The pictures are a tradition that hunters have done long before social media.
Uh-huh.
When social media came around, that's when there was an issue. I was posting that for myself, my friends, and my family, and the tons of like-minded people that I associate with and communicate with on social media.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.